IVM.
Shivram, yeah, this is a bitter sweet moment.
But
ask me why.
I just came to ask, man. What are you talking about?
So it's a bittersweet moment for the both of you all because today we have kicked Sapre out of the studio and we have gotten producer Shlok because this is Shlok's last day at IVM Podcast.
Oh, wow. That's insane. I mean, kicking Sapre off.
Yeah, he's going. Shlok is also being kicked off to the United States of America where he's going to acting school. Isn't that right, Shlok?
Yes, that is right. I am applying for acting school right now.
Wow, producer Shlok now soon will be, what was his IMDb profile, Shiva?
Master Shlok.
Master Shlok, yeah.
Oh, wow, Shlok, so you're all set for the US. You've gotten your green card and whatever. What do you need to go to the US, man?
No, so they have this I-20 system. There's this document that you have to get ready where you have to give your IELTS, TOEFL and stuff.
Nice, lots of acronyms. I'll take that word because there are a lot of acronyms in there.
Yeah,
fair enough.
No, but Shlok, all the very best, and which is why we wanted to have Shlok, producer Shlok, on his last day at IVM on our 21st episode of Football Should Ball, which for some reason we're calling Nil Batte Sanata. And I say some reason because I have absolutely no idea what it means. I like the movie because I like Swara Bhaskar and Pankaj Tripathi, but Shivram, what does it mean?
This is, I think, the only contribution from Sapre to this episode. Sapre, for everyone who's listening in and is concerned about Sapre, he's actually on, and I'm not even saying this figuratively, he's out on Strawberry Fields, outskirts of Bombay. He is without any network, so he probably can't listen into this episode. So please tweet to him and ask him what he was doing in the Strawberry Fields other than eating strawberries.
Isn't Strawberry Fields where that music event happens? Where all these shady Indian bands go
and
play?
I don't think calling them shady is a good start to this conversation. It's just Strawberry Fields are shady, I think. But Nil Batte Sanata literally means it's zero by nothing. So Nil is Nil, Batte is by, like the division sign, and Sanata is silence. Uh-huh. So silence means nothing.
Oh, so this is basically like that Everton-Arsenal game that bored us to death.
Well done. Good job bringing it home.
So guys, to recover from that draw, we, the three of us here, Shlok, Shiva and I, need to get our bearings together. There's another football legend also who needs to get his bearings together because he was apparently picked up by a UFO and abducted by aliens. But more on that after this break.
Cool, you don't have to wait the entire length of the break. Just waiting for a minute and a half.
No, I was actually trying to imitate the silence that we saw that was there during the entirety of that Everton-Arsenal game from the players, from the fans. You didn't watch it. Oh man, you're lucky. You're lucky. Shlok, did you see the game?
I saw most of the second half. I didn't watch.
Oh my. It didn't get any better than the first, no? And it's so sad. There were two managers here who were sitting in the stands. To the new managers for both clubs, Carlo Ancelotti for Everton and Mikel Arteta for Arsenal. For some reason, I thought Arteta would be on the field managing because he held a press conference yesterday. But then Shiva, an hour or so before the match, tells me Arsenal have decided, no, we'll give Ljungberg a farewell match. A guy who has probably not won a single one of his five games in charge.
Yeah.
But no, and it was so obvious that he didn't care. Arsenal didn't care. It was my word. Yeah, I
mean, you know what Ljungberg said, right? The reason he put that team out was because in training, he tells the youngsters that, you know, if you do really well, I'll give you that chance to play in the Premier League. And that was the fruition of all the youngsters he had ever met in his life. And all of them got a chance in that final game. I think he was just being, and I read this on Twitter, just, you know, throwing his toys out of the pram because I'm guessing he would have expected to be elected as the next manager, but Arteta was a standout option. So I don't think why he was in that illusion.
No. From last week, I don't know, you've been blowing the Arteta trumpet. So I want an objective voice on this. Shlok, you're an Arsenal fan, but you are far more objective than this, this guy here.
Thanks.
So what do you think about Arteta?
I am so pumped. Like, I can't even tell you. I definitely wanted Pochettino because of his experience and whatever he's done. But I know this one thing, whether it's Tito Villanova, Luis Enrique, whoever's worked under Pep has made brilliant teams.
I asked for for objectivity, and he's naming every single manager that like, who has worked under Guardiola now. Like, I mean, this is
nice. You have to be politically correct in the US, huh, Shlok? Just, I mean, this is a good time to. And the reason why he watched the second half is because he's already on US time. By the way, quick shout out to Sandeep, who I know from my time at my workplace. He surprised me, now that we're talking about Arsenal, with this amazing video by John Dykes. I don't know if enough people know John Dykes.
Oh, but if anyone who doesn't, guys, go Google John Dykes.
I'm just covering for those who probably don't know John Dykes. I grew up with John Dykes. I think for the longest time, the moment you said the PL show, it meant John Dykes to me. And I can probably recognize his voice in 1,000 people talking. And Sandeep, who used to work with me and he was my super boss for the longest time, he met John Dykes. He works with John Dykes in some criteria. And he actually gave me a shout out from John Dykes. Who then, you know, spoke about how Arsenal, because he heard from Sandeep that I'm an Arsenal fan, and John Dyke said, Arteta's at the wheel. But shout out to Sandeep for doing that. That was really sweet. And shout out to John Dykes. We hope to get you, if you're listening to this, we'll find a way to get you to listen to this episode. And we'd love to have you on the show. So thank you, Sandeep. And thank you, John Dykes.
Yeah, no, that was, I've seen the video, and obviously, it won't be available for public domain. So you'll have to approach Shiva and ask him to show you the video on his phone if you ever see him on the roads of Bombay. But it's an awesome video. And he also did mention football at the end. So we have another fan and a famous one at that, which is so, so, so cool, man. I mean, that was something else.
John Dykes, yeah, of all people, John Dykes, right? Yeah. For the longest time, our FPL league. Yeah, the last time the FPL league, which we have with our friends, was called John Dykes is Back, or the Return of John Dykes or something. So that's how deep that name runs. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine if we get him on the show. I think it'll be counterproductive for this podcast because I would totally be speechless.
Yeah, maybe he can be our new producer. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Yeah. Like, we're hiring. So please.
We do have a vacancy.
Oh yeah, that's true. I don't think you can mention that while Shlok is still here. That's not very, nice of you. Mm-hmm. You have to celebrate Shlok on this episode.
No, we are celebrating Shlok, but he had a good run. Yeah. I mean, 21 episodes of the second greatest show on the IVM network. And yeah, I mean, it's
nice. Who's the first greatest?
We'll keep that as a surprise.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Shlok, you're lucky is what Karthik is saying overall.
No, but guys, Mourinho, Jose Mourinho,
oh my god, I enjoy so much watching him lose. It is not even funny. Sometimes I enjoy watching Mourinho lose more than watching
Shlok is harsh. Yeah. Like,
that. Shlok is very harsh.
he goes in and he goes all in. Poor Mourinho there. I mean, I have to say, Willian's excellent performance for Chelsea, 2 goals.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought he was over the hill, and this may still be his last season at Chelsea, but a lot of people don't think that he deserves a starting place over Callum Hudson-Odoi at Chelsea. But to come in, to silence his critics in a busy period for the club, in a tough match again for, especially this is literally a 6-pointer for that fourth place, right? So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, but the good part is that Shlok is not as harsh as the referee was on Son. So that's a little
you don't think that was a
I thought that was, I'll give you that.
But I think this is the perception, no Shiva, just because it's Son, we have seen him do some nasty stuff on a football field, but he's a nice guy. So
no, yeah. I agree, actually. I got caught in the web of lies as well.
He manages to pull off that nice guy face after breaking bones. I mean, oh my god, I did something so bad and all, and then next game he'll go again get a red card. What is this?
You blame him for that, Shlok? You really blame him for that?
For this red card?
No, not this one. The previous one, where he tripped.
No, I don't blame him for that. I was just being bitter.
What is he bitter about? Spurs have never won anything.
I know, that's what, right? I mean, see, it's one of the few people right now we can shit on without anything coming back to us. So just making
you've forgotten about the next team we're going to talk about, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
Yeah, no, but I just want to say one thing.
Totally waiting for that.
About this Chelsea game, about Rudiger as well, who was involved in the sending off. There was a instance of racist chanting from the Tottenham end of the crowd towards Antonio Rudiger, which was then told to the referee. And one of our listeners, because we're doing this now on a weekly basis, a listener question segment, one of our listeners asked us our thoughts on this issue and the solution to the same. I I really don't think that we are in the place or we have the standing to provide a solution.
Yeah.
But I think our thoughts are will be all in sync that this was absolutely unacceptable. There were three warnings that were given over by the speakers, right, in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I hope because Tottenham's new stadium is state of the art, I hope that they can identify the perp, and I mean it has to be stamped out of the game. And I think the protocol to be followed should have been the suspension of the game, at least for a while. Mm-hmm. That wasn't done because I think Premier League have a different standard to it, and it's probably not as prevalent as in England as it is, say, in other leagues across Europe. But this was a bit of a shock. It is not right that Rudiger had to go through this. And he came out with a very nice statement. So did the likes of Gary Neville after the match and Graham Souness. So go online, go check it out. That's the tweet that Karan Menon shared with us as well. So Karan, I hope we could get to a bit of your question. We obviously can't go into too many details about racism because we are probably not the best to answer all your questions. But yeah, guys, keep writing in to us. Ask us your questions. We'll try and get to them in each episode, one per episode.
Yeah, just to add to what you said, I think it felt like for the all the lip service that the Premier League, you know, pays for, you know, mm-hmm. anti-racism, mm-hmm. and they have so much advertising for it. They have so much promotion for their stance. When it actually happens is when you have to come through.
Yeah.
And I don't think they came through yesterday. So that's, I'm going to hold that up against them. Because if you're going to lead by example, yesterday was a great moment for them to lead by example.
And it didn't happen,
unfortunately,
right?
They didn't. Yeah. And it's, yeah. It is in the heart of London, right? It's a London derby.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's in the capital. That is the best time to take that stance. It was the biggest game of the Sunday. Yeah. Fixtures, and they could have missed out.
That's very true. You can't even say it's in some small town in Eastern Europe, no, and blame it on that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's shocking.
So y'all will think I'm getting a little too harsh or not, probably, but I definitely think that, you know, mm-hmm. to catch these people and publicly talk about them, like, you know, publicly defame them, to be honest, to make them feel terrible about, just, you know, just make an example out of these people, because the thing is that supporters are being racist, they're not seeing consequences, and they're just doing it again and again, right? For them, it's just they're trying to agitate even more, like like the whole world is getting up about this racist issue, and these supporters, the ones who are still doing it again and again, after even after the consequences are becoming harsher, it doesn't seem like it's doing any good. Like, you know, publicly everyone knowing that, you know, these are the people, like this is the person who's done this, I don't know, probably that could make a difference. That's my opinion.
No, Shlok, you're right. For once, actually, your harshness works in a situation such as this. But yeah, guys, let's move on. Let's move on. Manchester United sucked again against the bottom club, Watford.
Haha, Sapre, we're going to shit on United and you can't say anything about it this time.
Shiva, this is why he didn't come on the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think he's watching Dabang because this is from Sapre. Uh-huh. And I can't even make this up. Sapri came up with a stat. I don't know if you can call it a stat. I think it's just like, I don't know what. It's trivia. Manchester United have never won a game on a weekend after Dabang has released.
God damn,
wow. Wow.
So there are three Dabangs, of course. The third one released on Friday. And Sapri has obviously gone back and checked all the release dates of all the other Dabangs and checked for the United games on the same weekend. And clearly, United have never won. They have two draws and the loss, which was last night. Please, Opta Stats, this is what you should be tweeting, not, you
absolutely
know,
wow, that is superb. That is superb.
Yeah, that absolutely made my weekend. That game was amazing. Like, De Gea missing that ball was like all my WhatsApp family groups missing the point when I'm telling them, you know, about fake news. They just slipped through his hands.
Yeah, yeah. And what is that stat, Shlok, that now David De Gea has been involved with more mistakes that have directly led to goals since last season, no? Isn't that...
Yeah. He's made so many mistakes since last season. The Messi mistake, the Ronaldo mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Then this one that had happened. Then the one against Chelsea when United were going to draw that game, but obviously this man just had to let a goal go in. He's slowly, you know, from being called one of the best goalkeepers in the world, he's turning into a Victor Valdez.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, there's no end to this harsh spectacle, is there?
Yeah,
First mistake, Messi mistake. Second mistake, Ronaldo mistake. So a lot of people will actually forgive that.
Yeah.
And then you went to calling him Victor Valdez.
No, but he would be lucky to be as successful as Victor Valdez
That's
was
true, That's
in his
though.
Career, at least his Barcelona career. Yeah, but anyway, guys, football's not done. We have a lot of Boxing Day fixtures yet to come. Shiva, are you excited about any match in particular? Are you looking forward to Mikel Arteta on the sidelines against Bournemouth?
Absolutely. Other than watching Arsenal playing Bournemouth, which is the first, you know, presenting occasion of Arteta, I'm more excited watching Leicester City play Liverpool, because it's 1 versus mm-hmm. 2. Now 2 is very, you know, close to it's almost there or thereabouts, because 39 and 38 points, right, after last night.
And they were hammered, right? What was it, 4-1?
3-1.
3-1. Yeah, Jesus scored the last goal, so I remember that. But
yes.
But Poole versus Leicester would be, I think Leicester might have a chance.
Yeah, I know you're on this Leicester bandwagon, but I think last night proved that there are still only two big guns in the Premier League, which are Liverpool and Manchester City. And Leicester, while they're good, they would do well to finish in the top four. They've done well so far, but I think back-to-back defeats, especially if they lose against Liverpool, it may be a slight derailment of their season. And I think Sapre also over the weekend, he was mentioning that Vardy, despite the fact that he scored a lovely goal, he's starting to look a bit tired, because now they're playing a game every 3 or 4 days.
That's
and
true.
Vardy's not the youngest. So he is starting to look a bit tired. You're right. I mean, I think Shlok, that is the most exciting fixture of the Boxing Day weekend. But on just after New Year's, Shlok, you have Manchester United versus Arsenal to look forward to after you've said your goodbyes to us and to the IVM network. Is that something that
cannot wait
you?
For that game. Cannot wait for that game.
He's so young, he's so naive, no?
He was just waxing eloquent about how David De Gea is the worst keeper on the planet. So now this might be a good time for Arsenal to play them.
Yeah, get your shots away, you know, Ova. Turn and shoot.
Yeah,
but see, Arsenal, I don't understand. They play such... God damn, I'm going to be harsh again. But they're just so shameless, right? I mean, when United are on their worst run and they could just pounce on Old Trafford and win that game, they gave away a stupid, like, you know, stupid goal, even though Scott McTominay was, like, you know, he did a very good job. But they just gave that game away. Whenever they're in a position that, oh, now we're playing a big team and they're in a bad moment and we'll win this game, they'll probably draw, end up losing. We did that when Chelsea finished 10th.
This is a message to Arsenal from Shlok. Have some shame and give him a farewell gift after victory over Manchester United.
Man, seriously, please. Like, it's high time.
Come on, enough is enough. Mikel, it's over to you. But guys, I sucked. Yeah. Shiva, I didn't think it was possible to get less than 30 points in an FPL weekend.
But
I thought by default you will get at least, you know, 25, 30. I got 29. Like, what happened?
How much did you get?
29 I got. Yeah.
But, oh, wow. Like, Karthik, let's just double click on that. Uh-huh. Who is your captain?
Who was my captain? It would have... Oh, yeah. Soyuncu is my captain. Shit.
So you got twice of zero.
Oh, man.
Good Son wasn't your captain.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah, Karthik, I think that is why it's usually not possible to get under 30 because people put some time behind their captain picks. But clearly, you decided to play against the tide, and that's what happens when you play too far against the tide. And for someone who's not on the Leicester City mm-hmm. bandwagon, you captained a Leicester defender against Manchester City.
Against the team that has scored the most goals in the past couple of seasons.
Yeah, but,
so.
But you never know, right? Like, anyway, it's not about me. It's about the guys who are on top. Shiva, go through the list. It's like we should just copy paste from the previous week, no? Like, this seems to be the same guys on top.
No.
It's
pretty much the same guys, but the numbers are getting closer and closer.
Oh, yeah?
Because, of course, number one is still Alap Roy, the last barman, but he got 47 points. He's on 1088. Number two is Garam Mosala, Karthik Jagtap, 48 points, but 1080.
Oh,
so there's only
God.
8 points between them. So over the next 2 weeks, the tide can easily turn. But don't write off John Abraham's closest friend, Arjun Jacob Abraham, with Nimish. He's on 1069 points. So that's 11 points and 8 points separating one from two and two from three. Very, very tight. There's King Katu on fourth, 1046 points. And Main Mane, who's on 1045 points. So between fourth and fifth, there's exactly a point. So this is getting so hot.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Staying away from the heat is me.
All right, I just wanted to say this one thing. This is good, like, you know, things worked out very well. King Katu is a very dear friend of mine. I'm just good luck to you. Just please stay in the top four and win this league. Save yeah. face.
Yeah. Isn't that what you say to the Arsenal every year? Please stay to the top four.
Yeah.
Very nice. You're consolidating our wishes overall. Yeah. So, Shlok, now that I think we're rechristening you.
I think we're done now with the FPL part.
Not yet. Not yet. We're rechristening you from producer Shlok to hashtag harsh Shlok. Where are you in the league?
113.
Ooh, that's harsh. Yeah, that's harsh.
Yeah, now we have to just say that's harsh every time Shlok plays on this position. Karthik, talking about harsh, where are you?
Arre yaar, mera to chodo.
Abhi pooch liya to bata do.
So I think
oh, you're below me.
I don't know. I think I'm like 112th or something like that.
I'm 113th, you're 116th.
God, shit.
Wow, cheating now. What's your total, guys? Like, how close are you?
4 points difference.
Oh, not bad. So, Karthik, take that -4 and let him get his points from next game week.
So, but any suggestions, tips for the next game week?
I mean, I am 49th. I'm in the top 50. Let me rephrase it like that. So, I think Son red carded. So, he's out for 3 games, right? So, 1 which happened already. So, 2 games out. Don't be too dependent on Spurs. I think we took it too lightly and we just assumed Jose Mourinho is the special one.
Yeah, fair point.
I guess he's not too special.
Fair point. That's, yeah.
I would recommend if you don't have Salah, get Salah in. I mean, if you don't have Mane, get Mane in. There's always KDB. If you have all three of them in, maybe you don't have Tammy. And I don't think you can go wrong with Vardy because he has a good run. So, these would be my many picks for this week and the next. Karthik, who's your pick? So, we know not to take that person.
I'm going to go with Danny Ings. Although he has a tough run coming up, he's been scoring a lot of goals of late.
He has so, Chelsea, Crystal Palace and Spurs. Is that yeah, a smart so they all, pick though?
They all concede, no? Like, I think they're not...
That's what I thought.
Except Palace, of course. I think, yeah, Palace is probably the toughest of the three to score against. But I think Chelsea, Spurs, Ings will get chances whether he scores or not.
Wow, did you just say Palace is the hardest between Chelsea, Crystal
no,
Palace?
No, he would be, no. And I think, if especially if the Palace match against Southampton is at home,
yeah,
I think Palace find it are a tough side to play. And I mean, Chelsea and Spurs seem to concede goals left, right and centre. They score as many, so they're still good.
Fair enough.
For the purpose of just points, I think Ings is a fair pick. Yeah.
Also cheap. I also have Fleck.
Yes.
Good player. And he's playing Watford next week, as in midweek.
Ah, Watford on a high of beating. I mean, how much of a high do you get these days?
That's not a high.
That's just beating Manchester United.
Just beating Manchester United. What are you getting so happy about? This is filling in for Sapre now. Shlok, who's your pick? Who's your parting pick for the... If you... I'm going to make this... Okay, I heard you say Oba. But I'm going to make this a little more difficult because this is technically your last pick. Who would you pick for the rest of the season? One player you cannot take out for the rest of the season. He has to be in your playing 11. Who would that be?
But it is Oba. I have not taken him out since the beginning and I'm not intending to do that. I think he's going to probably finish.
We know where that has gotten you. So pick another person.
Another person, Lundstrom, man. Come on, you got to have him. You just cannot take him
out. Okay, that's a good pick, actually. He's also playing midfielder now, right? Because someone picked him incorrectly as defender in the FPL official team. So, that's a good pick, actually. Not bad. So, if you want to get a piece of the action, you can join this league as well. Go to fantasy.premierleague.com. That's the official fantasy site. You can use our code, which is 4WGD9N. Put your code in and you can be a part of the FPL Fantasy League for football, shootball, the official league. That's 4WGD9N. That's 4 as in the number 4. W as in Karthik.
Wanyama.
G for?
Grealish.
Not Grealish.
Uh-uh.
Is there another player who we could name instead of, like, not Gary Neville? One more G.
Gazzaniga, Tottenham keeper.
Oh, nice. Gazzaniga. Very nice. D as in?
Dembele.
He could be one of the many Dembeles we know across multiple leagues. 9 for number 9 and N for?
Ndombele. See?
Very nice. You're keeping it in the Dembele, Dombele space.
Correct. So what would have been 4WGD9N, correct?
Perfect. Yeah. Join. Put that in. Join the league. You can easily beat Shlok. You can even more easily. I don't even know if that's correct English, but you can easily beat Karthik. What else is happening? What else are we talking about?
I think I'm going to go make changes to my team now. Let's take a break. Yeah.
And we'll. Yeah. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Football Short Ball.
Shlok, Lionel Messi now has 50 goals in 2019. He had one match to get it in because Barca next play next year. And he got over this weekend when I think Suarez got like 3 assists. And Barcelona have taken sole lead of La Liga. Woohoo! Because Real Madrid only ended up drawing with Athletic Bilbao. So I think that's going into the new year for Barcelona.
Shlok isn't responding to any of your baits.
Yeah. I was just registering. This whole La Liga season has just been so mediocre because Barca and Madrid, both the teams are playing so badly. Oh, there's only one player.
Hashtag harsh look.
There's only one player who's been playing, which is Leo Messi. Been both of those teams. And Suarez, yeah, he's occasionally showing up and just, he'll have terrible games and then suddenly he'll score a goal which is like you've never seen before, so you don't understand Suarez here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, highly mediocre, both of them, Real Madrid, Barcelona. Hazard has just passed out, just eating in one corner, putting those kilos on.
Wow.
Oh, wow. I think all of this just leads me to one conclusion. It's all mediocre and Messi remains the best player because the actual best has left.
That's true.
No?
That's true.
Okay, so you're going to agree with this absolute lie that you all are peddling. But fine. We will.
But I heard it on a podcast. It must be true.
Well done. No, but guys, if you're listening to us, all La Liga fans out there, the league is now on a winter break because they like to go home and celebrate the holidays with their families. So Barcelona have a 2-point advantage at the break. And then the business end of the season kicks in. But in Serie A this weekend, Shiva, there was something that really caught your eye, no? That you really liked, that you thought...
I loved it. It's the opposite of harsh look. It is nice Lukaku. What a sweet guy, man. He scored first and then they won a penalty. And he gave the penalty. So Lukaku is, of course, the guy who's supposed to take all the penalties, the designated penalty taker. He got Esposito, who's the 17-year-old striker,
correct,
to take the penalty, and he got his first goal in the Serie A for Inter. And he was absolutely losing it when he scored, and I don't blame him. I mean, 17-year-old kid scoring a goal in Serie A, insane feeling, and kudos to Lukaku for giving him that. And Lukaku ended up getting a brace after that. So, you know, all good things end up in more good things. So,
it was seriously sweet when Sebastiano Esposito, he went running and he went and he hugged this lady who now I know was his mother. But at that time, I thought it was Stifler's mom. Any American fans out there will know what I'm talking about. That lady.
Karthik,
yeah.
There's a difference between American fans and American Pie fans.
American Pie fans.
American fan with us right now. She's leaving for New York.
She looked exactly like Stifler's mom, no?
Karthik, how many times have you seen American Pie for you to remember who Stifler mom's? I remember Stifler.
Dude, you don't remember his mom? MILF. I mean, look it up. Yeah.
I don't. Guys, if anyone is listening to this, please don't Google MILF.
Yeah. Google Stifler's mom, not MILF.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I don't think that is great advice.
Yeah, no. Don't Google MILF, especially if you're listening to this at work. Do not then come and blame us if you get fired. Like,
yeah, the best way to tell someone to do something is to tell them to not do something. So good job, Karthik, on today's episode.
No, but another important thing that happened in Serie A this weekend was the fact that AC Milan, the once great AC Milan side, suffered their worst defeat, I think, in over 20 years. They lost 5-0 to Atlanta. 5-0.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they are a struggling side, but this was an embarrassment. Yeah. This
Atlanta are good, right? They're also in the Champions League.
Atlanta are good, but you're still losing 5-0 to a club, I mean, that has the wage bill of probably a lesser than Watford as well. So,
oh, wow, really? Yeah. Watford pays their players?
No, but again, like the La Liga, Serie A is also going on a winter break. Inter and Juventus are, of course, joint top as it stands. Now, what has happened in Bundesliga? I'm going to just be very, very quick with this. Leipzig still lead. Mönchengladbach again drop points. So, and I think Bundesliga, Shiva, has that very, very extended winter break. No, like a month, I think they take off to.
What?
Yeah, they do.
What is this month of?
It is last year. It's about 3 weeks. It's more than what the other leagues have on average, because
that's insane.
They anyway, I think have lesser clubs in their league, about 18 clubs, so
they also have lesser people watching them. So,
yeah. they do take a longer break, which is why this was decided that Lewandowski will have surgery on his groin and he'll be out for a month. So most likely he will come back when the season resumes.
That is insane. And, that is some kind of German efficiency right there.
Yeah, absolutely, man. This is. They planet also so well. I also want to say that from all of us at Football Shootball, we want to wish Daley Blind, who underwent a heart operation over the weekend, we want to wish him well. Of course, he plays for Ajax and he's previously played for Manchester United. And he was so influential, no, last season in Ajax's run to the Champions League semi-final.
This guy was my favorite player in that whole Moyes Van Gaal era. I don't know if he came in Moyes. I think in Van Gaal, he came to Van Gaal time. This guy has, I've seen him play every position. He's played centre back, right back, midfielder, on the wing. Like, I wouldn't understand where does this guy play and how does he, and he manages to do it decently. A good job.
Yeah, from all of us, all the best to him. We hope he can come back on the field again. But of course, his health is paramount. There were two cup competitions, guys. Two cup competitions that happened over the weekend as well. The first one was Liverpool, our club world champions. They beat Flamengo.
Why are you celebrating?
I don't know. I like the fact that, and I mean, we couldn't watch it here in India unless you were on some sort of illegal stream, but at least following it online, both against Monterrey and Flamengo, it seemed like tough games until Firmino came in with a late winner in both matches, no?
Yeah, it was really tough. Like, I saw the replays, I mean, the highlights. I think Firmino saved their asses so, like, big time. Yeah. And what is the deal with, you know, them repeating performances? Like, Firmino scored twice, Keita scored twice, Salah scored twice. Everyone's doing everything in pairs. I'm hoping Mane will come back next week, as in midweek, and score twice.
Yeah.
Maybe we should captain him against Leicester. Who would have thought?
That's not a bad pick at all. And Mane always ends up performing in the bigger games, no?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but Liverpool now, they're on course for, as one of the friends of this podcast, Andre, was telling us, five titles over the course of one calendar year. So that's all the best to them in their quest for these five titles. The other one.
It's a quintuplet.
No, whoa, quintuplet, huh? Five?
I'm guessing. I'm just going to say it.
No, I don't think you're right. I think
quadruple triple, four, double.
And then fifth plate.
Quintuplet. It's quintuplet.
Yeah, okay.
Quintuplet 1-2-1-2.
Ah, okay. So fine. We'll go with you because you're the smartest one among us. But
no, now I don't know if that's a high bar or a low bar.
Shlok, did you see in Saudi Arabia, Juventus once again crashed and burned to Lazio 3-1. And this time they lost the Supercoppa as well. So Lazio are Italian Supercoppa champions, and Ronaldo is coming back in a huff and a puff back to.
This is his break, yeah. Like, Ronaldo won three Champions Leagues in a row. Now he's chilling.
Yeah, he's been on a break ever since then. He's been ever since winning those Champions League.
He'll come back and he'll win it again.
He'll come back. This year is Champions League is Juventus. Like, I'll sign it and seal it and deliver it.
Yeah, no, guys.
Champions League is Juventus.
We should know, Shiva. I think when the knockout stages start, just before it, we'll do one episode, the three of us with Sapre, of course, on just the Champions League and probably our predictions for what should be an excellent phase. And you guys are kind of right. I'm also being a bit harsh in saying because Ronaldo always comes up good in the business end of the season. Yeah,
big games.
So, guys, but the year is almost coming to an end. 2020 is near us. And Shiva, this one's not for you, okay? But you can always guess. Shlok, I want to know how much you have learned from us, okay? And I'm going to do that by asking you, who has finished as the top scorer in 2019? Across, of course, European leagues and countries.
Lewandowski?
Yes, correct. Lewandowski has 54 goals in 58 games. Who is second? You'll have to guess five. So who's second? Come on, it's very easy.
Lewandowski.
It's second. If he scored 54, who scored 50?
Yeah, he's the greatest footballer of all time.
Ronaldo didn't score 50, man.
We just said 50. It.
It must be that that little guy from Barcelona, dude. That, I don't know. The little guy
from Barcelona. He scored 50 goals in 58 games for Barcelona and Argentina. But the third place guy now, he's a star. He just turned 20 years old. He, of course.
My next favorite player, the next Ronaldo, Kylian Mbappe. Yeah.
Oh, very nice. That's the answer. That's the answer. Well done, Shlok.
Okay, so now this one's tough. Okay, this one's tough. Either of y'all can guess it. He is a star in the Premier League. He has 41 goals in 61 games for England as well as his club. Who am I?
Sterling.
Oh, well done. I thought you would say Harry Kane.
Damn, I was just
No, I knew Sterling. When you said England, I knew it was Sterling.
Yeah. And the fifth one, of course, with 39 goals in 50 games, is the second greatest player of all time, Cristiano Ronaldo, for UNC.
How many goals has Ronaldo, sorry?
Ronaldo has 39 in 50 games for Juventus and Portugal.
Played lesser games, you mean, than Messi.
This is what happens when Ronaldo has a bad season. That's his bad season, guys. 39 goals. So we're just waiting for next season.
But also a shout out to someone who has had a real career resurgence this year, and that has been Karim Benzema in terms of his sheer numbers of scoring goals. He has 35 and 50, and it is far, far more than
that.
Yeah, that is superb.
That's true, but I don't think it's the best time to talk about that considering the miss against Athletic Bilbao. I mean, that was so Torres-esque.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay, so he insults Benzema and he insults Torres in the same sentence, yeah.
Okay, I love Torres.
Choo-choo.
So, guys, we're almost done with the year. We just have one more, I think, special story that Shiva or Sapre, one of y'all found it on some jadu that y'all keep doing on the internet.
Jadu on the internet?
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad one.
Yeah, if you had said while we still have the internet, I would have agreed. Political
Yeah,
comment.
So but what was it? I think Maradona said something, no?
Diego Maradona said he was abducted by a UFO. Now, that is the end of the story. Now, make of that what you will. I'm not going to say anything more. Sapre might have something to contribute, but he's not with us.
Nasha aapko bimar, bahut bimar kar sakta hai.
Sapre, if you're listening into this episode.
Yeah, and if you read his quote, it says, I got home and said that UFOs had taken me. I can't tell you about it.
This sounds very familiar to some other people who are lying
What may also sound familiar is his next sentence. He said, at 13 years old, I lost my virginity in a basement with an older lady. Now, yeah, make of that what you will. I don't know if she was an alien or not.
Wait, we're going back to American Pie, what? What is happening?
Life comes full circle. So does this year and so does football. We have but a message for all of y'all that next week, because it's Christmas and it's New Year's and we all will be away with our families, we'll also be saying our goodbyes to producer Shlok. We will not be recording an episode next week. So our picks for this week will stand, okay, for the FPL for 2 weeks as well. But we do have something for you. We had come out with a Premier League team of the decade. I think, Shlok, that's episode 11, no players?
Yes, episode 11.
Yeah, episode 11 players. So I would recommend that you guys go and check that out if you haven't. It's our Premier League team of the decade. Also on each of our individual social media handles, we'll probably be putting up our Premier League team of the decade once again, because that's the thing to do for all sportscasters around the world. Guys, anything else that you want to say? Your parting words? Shlok, we should give you the opportunity to give your parting words, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Instead of us talking to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say nice things.
Yeah, don't be harsh about us.
Nice. Okay, like, yeah. Okay, I mean, so about the podcast, yeah. I'm what I'm hoping for is that Shiva actually finishes in the top 5 of the FPL.
He's
the only promising guy from us who is probably going to be doing that. So, gives us more credibility for sure. And, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be listening in and keep sending you all articles and whatever memes I get so that people, our listeners, can definitely get to them as well. And good luck to Arsenal. What else?
Oh, you kept it professional.
Did you notice? Yeah, but did you notice me what he said. When you said say nice things, he's like, okay, I'll say nice things about the podcast, not the people. No? That's exactly what he...
Yeah, I mean, you have to give some and take some. So I think he gave us a lot. Yeah. Now we'll take some.
No, I mean, definitely I should say something about the people as well. So we will start with Ayer. Because when I heard Football Shootball, the recording that you all did by yourself for the first time, before the show had started, I went and asked Kavita, who's this guy on the phone? And she's like, oh, that's Karthik. Because I was like, the insights that he was giving, I was very happy about that. Like, okay, this guy has some real knowledge and facts and stuff. And like, you know, Kaka Karthik's tipniya came very useful to us. Shiva, definitely you take the conversation forward from one topic to another. The segues are brilliant. I mean, they're so on the, like, you know, they're so, I don't know if it was spontaneous. Yeah, that's the word that I was looking for. And Sapre, I mean, the way he's pretty harsh as well. I mean, if you all think about it, he is more subtle. Like, he's more of a joke kind of a thing. He won't, like, you know, he'll mock the person instead of just telling them how bad they are like me. So yes, Sapre, I love those jokes, and I'll miss you guys.
Yeah, we'll miss you too, man. The one thing I heard is that Sapre is more of a joke, and I will write that down and put that up everywhere. Shlok, we're wishing you all the best. Hope you have an amazing time in the US. That will help us also spike our numbers in the US. So get your friends and all those students who are listening, because actors, you know, they have a lot of time in the middle between their workouts and protein shakes. So make sure you're listening in and getting our friends to listen in. So thank you so much for all the help that you've given us and all the effort that you've put in on this podcast. I don't think whatever this podcast has become today would be possible without you on this. So it's a pleasure that you're actually on the podcast for once and not sitting by the side and commenting on us. So thank you so much, and thank you for everything.
Thank you so much, guys. I guess I can just keep going on and on about this, but I'm just very, very, very glad that I got to do this and I got to sit on this episode. I really wanted to do it once before I left, and I'm happy you guys gave me that opportunity. So I part ways now. So if you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Shlok Chaturvedi on Twitter and on Instagram.
And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Fickleberry Hun on Twitter and Instagram. That's Huckleberry Finn. But
you can reach out to Sapre. I think it's at Sapre on Twitter and at G Sapre on Instagram. Is that right, Shiva?
No one cares.
Yes, okay, but if you want to reach out to me, which you totally should, and get in with your listener questions, am I Rant, which is IYERANT on Twitter and Instagram. This is Football Shootball. Have a great, great, great Christmas and New Year. Recognize.